the space plane on CKUG 90.3 until 2 a.m.
We'll be right back. people don't think of it. It's
very, very concerning stuff.
It
as
is.
We mentioned multiple times, Canada is at the tip of the spear, in a sense, of the litmus test that's being promulgated by the invisible masters. But, you know, we can speak at great length about the Morgans and Rockefellers and DuPonts and the various proxy clutch of proxy families or dynasties. But the fact is, we're dealing with one entity. It's called the parent corporation, and we mustn't forget that. It is the parent corporation. In China, it's the Li family, the Illuminati family, the prime Illuminati family. They know who they are. They swill their cognac and have a bloody good laugh over even this kind of punditry that you and I are engaged in. Because these bitches genuinely believe themselves to be absolutely beyond the grasp of any kind of accountability. I know, because these are more or less people I've bumped into the fringe elements of, certainly over many long years. And I have a good josh sometimes about this fight, the struggle between the high echelon and grassroots. But it is coming down to the wire. We need to distill our focus into understanding it's a parent corporation. This is what my messaging has been for a long time. If we start to distill our focus to the parent corporation and then understand what the Achilles heel may be. Actually, so there are a number of Achilles heels, but essentially it comes down to two seminal things in my view. Well, I've spoken at length about spells and bonds and the need to revoke the soul contracts and disentangle from the spells and the bonds of the registrations and all of that stuff. But it does come down to the adherence to the false light. Me, the citizen, shuffling along in suburbia, believing in the myth and being too afraid not to believe in the myth that's being sold to me, the status quo. So that's the key piece. The key piece is my own willful abnegation or surrender of soul sovereignty, which is to say conscience, which is to say consciousness, and thereby my adherence to false light. That is called idolatry. To worship false light, whether it is in the guise of government or the Catholic Church or Zog the Almighty carved out of stone, it doesn't matter. It's still idolatry. It is where we surrender our soul sovereignty. And in that way, our life force prana becomes the utility of the egregore of the lower astral demonic realms, that we become effectively a nice suburbanite who is demonically possessed.
Don't do it! Get on that crystal grid right on in with the whole earth.
tell it to the tree, the tree's gonna relay the message right on down back to me,
boy. And I I'm the king of greatness. In store for myself, and I was there.
Shuffling about with a good job, being a lovely grandfather or a lovely grandmother or a lovely father.
These are the demonically possessed suburbanites.
Sasha Stone talking about compliance versus conscience.
On Space Plane!
Mother, but still, essentially, the utility of the demonic realms. Why?
That's right.
Because we are, in our pig ignorance, paying coin to Caesar. And there comes the second piece. Our willful handing over of the 3D accreted representation of our time and motion and life force. Money, it's all it is. It's again, a 3D token representing time, motion, life force of human beings. That is you offering that coin to Caesar and saying, do with it what thou wilt. And what does Caesar do in return? Caesar penalizes you. Caesar protects Caesar with a Praetorian guard by militarizing the police and the intelligence and the constabularies, and they all become a protectorate of Caesar and Caesar's evil domain. And what does Caesar continue to do? Caesar continues to inflate and conflate a bureaucracy, a technocracy, a civil service. The civil servants are supposed to be serving the citizens. I think not. They become, again, a protectorate, a secondary and tertiary protectorate of Caesar's interests. Caesar is the crown, is Rex the king. Okay, and then that's it. The parent corporation is one entity. It owns and weaponizes every central bank, by definition and extension, every government. And you, Joe Public, are the collateral behind that witchery, that evil. And once you know it and can disentangle from it, you are absolutely freed from it. There's no thrall. It cannot come at you. It cannot touch you. That's the Daniel in the lion's den analogy that we each of us need to step into now.
Yeah. And are you seeing worldwide more people actually doing that? Have you seen people stepping out of the dream spell, not wearing masks, not acquiescing to the vaccines?
No question about it. Just yesterday, I was on a brain trust meeting with Dr. Christiane Northrup and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and
former
mayor of Nevada City, Renette Sinem, and Lee Dundas, the very brilliant attorney, human rights attorney in the U.S. and a number of other very brilliant people. And, you know, we're on a weekly basis meeting as a brain trust in order to discuss what's happening. And Pam Popper was also an incredible woman. So I'm getting a weekly litmus on the fights and the lawsuits being leveled at the civic and municipal levels and the federal government levels. I'm very, very clear in my own mind about how that struggle is evolving. And I would tell you absolutely that the Leviathan has had its feet bound together by lots of little ankle biters, these networks and movements I'm talking about. And that creature is roundabout now, staggering about. And it's going to fall, absolutely. And I personally, I've been maintaining that by April, it's my contention right now, that by April, end of March into April, this witchery and bedevilment leaves us as quickly as it came a year ago.
Oh, I hope so. I
always believed it was going to be essentially a one full cycle around the sun, a passage around the sun, one year, one calendar year, that this weirdness would descend and then it would dissipate almost as quickly as it arrived. And I think that that's more or less happening.
Peace out, Satan. We cast thee into the bottomless pit.
What's going to happen also. So after that time, if people are holding out a position of not acquiescing and not participating in these things, et cetera, et cetera, they're going to be on one track. But the people who have acquiesced to things and all that, are they going to get a pass card in April when this all lifts? Or like, how do you see civilization either shaking apart or shaking back together?
Bifurcation of the timelines.
I think it'll still continue moving into that bifurcation phase, and I think we've probably got a few short years of that. So I don't think all travel restrictions will be lifted uniformly, and I don't think all of the madness and, you know, indentureship and enslavement is going to be lifted instantly. Not for a second do I think that. I think to some extent, in some enclaves, it's going to be even worse and more draconian.
Oh, come on.
But that's going to be by the will of the people. That's going to be the consensual will of the people in that enclave or in that social ecology. And frankly, they thoroughly deserve to perish to this. Because by now, if anyone, we've discussed this as well, Leah, if anyone by now is willfully shuffling along with this draconian government tune without their psionic instincts having awoken to the fact that this is a diabolical, a satanic conspiracy, then you're beyond redemption in a sense.
Right.
And it may sound cruel, but I'm just being very explicit. Anyone who once government to inject them twice a year to try to protect them against an ever-changing microbial ecosystem. You're insane. You've departed all reason. You've completely removed yourself from the divine light in this world, and you're now moving into pure abject artifice. You've become the Borg. You're no longer, you know, being assimilated. You have been assimilated. By the time you fully surrender your will and your spirit, then you're beyond redemption. And I think it's important that we're able, each of us, to be that circumspect in our own lives, to say, that's my mother and father choosing to get a vaccine. We genuinely believe that the government and Bill Gates are here to save them. Well, bye, Mum. Bye, Dad. Nice knowing you. It's okay. At the soul level, I'm okay about that. But how many people are? A lot of people are vacillating. A lot of people are emotionally traumatized by the bifurcation that's happening in their own family, their own friends' circle. But I think we need to, each of us, just really summon ourselves right now, plant our focus fully in seeding this new terra luminis, and stop trying to redeem and save the irredeemable and irretrievable amongst us.
Information, because even just this past week, I've had people reaching out to me going, oh my gosh, I never saw any of this until this, like tomorrow, yesterday, I had several people going, I never saw any of this. Where's this all been hidden? And I said, because mainstream media has got completely everything shut down. So for people who are working, even working from home, if they're not surfing around on the internet or, you know, checking out anything that's alternative media,
better believe mainstream media is weaponized. Actually, all media is quite weaponized, and even this show, I gotta disguise this stuff. People think it's funny. Hey, look, none of this stuff is a joke. Space plane!
I think you're being too kind.
Because sometimes I am kind.
But to be too kind, maybe is not. Maybe that takes it. Discuss it. How can anyone, Lipa, anyone, after a year of watching what's going on and seeing toddlers being masked walking along the promenade by the beach, not have reasoned within themselves about the insanity of the proposition that's being put to us? So, I mean, I think you're right. I think people who turn their attention toward the truth and then solicit truth, that's, of course, there's redemption there. Of course there is. I'm talking about the distinction between you and I wasting our precious time and plasma by now going back to the back of the rank and file trying to retrieve the irretrievable, who don't want to know, because we're going to hold the whole army back by continuously doing that. That's the distinction I make. Of course, anyone who's looking for redemption or truth and is waking up to it, of course, receive with open arms, of course.
Yeah. You got to.
Of human society is based on inversion.
That's right.
And so this is why Satanists invert the pentagram.
Yes.
This is why they invert the cross. This is why their symbolism is based on inversion, because the whole thing is about inverting. And so if you look at what we just talked about, the labels as opposed to the true I, which is consciousness, that's an inversion.
Right.
The true I is perceived to be the labels, when the true I is actually the consciousness having the experience called the labels. Everything is inverted. Everything's upside down. And it is, I would suggest, because that's the nature of this consciousness. It's upside down. It's inverted. And so this is what I've been saying to people over these decades. Don't judge what this network, this cult, would do on the basis of what you would do.
Right.
You're not the same state of awareness. And one of the things, fellas, that comes out of this inversion is an inversion that leads to something called psychopathy. What is psychopathy? It is an inversion of love and harmony and compassion and empathy. If you look at what's called the hair test, after the man who invented it, for psychopathy,
Jojo Hair,
and the list of traits, they say if you have enough, then you are officially a psychopath.
I know some people
then
like
the
that.
The top two are the lack of empathy and lack of compassion. And that's part of this inversion. See, allows this cult to do what it does, what allows Gates to do what he's done in the last year, for instance, is there is no emotional consequence for whatever they do.
The rainy patter, you find it's mind over matter. Dark clouds will break up if you wake up and live. What is paper, mama, Lord, you gotta wake up and live. Show the stuff you're made of, just follow through. What are you afraid of? You try it, won't you? Say, won't you wake up and live? Come out your shell, hey fella, find your place in the sun. Come out your shell, say, man, just be a go-get. Won't you wake up and live? Your plenty luck is yawning. Up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let them get up and give. Just get yourself a shake up and wake up and live.
Of human behavior, in my view. If you can put yourself in the feelings of those you affect, that is a big resistor of your behavior. But if you don't have those consequences emotionally, because you don't have the ability to feel empathy, then anything goes. I mean, what level of empathy deletion does it need for this cult to play out in the last year a vast pandemic hoax that they know wanted the outcome of destroying human livelihoods, human peace, human prosperity, the human psyche, human emotion, human hope, all of it just to get more and more power over them and to get inside them a fake, not vaccine, an alleged vaccine, which not.
Where we go? Where we go? Where we go? Oh. spooky AI. And they got the black goo making the floaters in your eye. No more, man. And don't believe the lies.
Thank you.
to get more and more power over them and to get inside them a fake, not vaccine, an alleged vaccine, which not. It's a synthetic manipulation of DNA for which there's another big story to tell about why they're doing that. But imagine the lack of empathy it takes for someone like Gates and Fauci and all these people to sit there and orchestrate this, to look at the human mayhem, debris and catastrophe unfolding and have no emotional consequence for it. That is the archontic consciousness.
Better believe it, David Icke talking about the archontic consciousness that done been doing things that we don't like, but they got to be on their way out.
And that's what's been driving this all the way through human history to present day.
Think of Europe, Mr. Jarman.
Here's what I think of Europe, Mr. Bowie. Mia.
Well, I think if you wouldn't want to put this in one word.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, you know. It's the way it is.
The energetic frequency difference between this and other realities are much thinner, and there's a lot more can cross over. In these places of ritual, where they do their rituals, these rituals over a period of time are thinning out that that difference between the different realities, so that there can be a crossover. Talk to many people who've taken part in these major satanic rituals around the world that talk about entities coming into the ritual via these gateways, which these rituals create. And I think that around the world, there are many of these places. I think Antarctica may well be one of them. But this whole theme of underground bases, etc., takes me on to what I've just talked about, because we are seeing this technology playing out, and there's virtually no, certainly now, no situation where you've got people sitting around a table, strumming their fingers, waiting for the next level of technology to be invented to take this forward. It's just rolling out so fast. And the reason for that is that it's been there a very long time.
That's right.
In fact, I say that the technology that we're now seeing was known about by this archontic force when humans were knocking rocks together.
Yeah.
If that's the story of history.
We'll be right back.